In the scripture readings that Holy Mother Church gives us today on this Feast of the Holy Family, we see some really heart-wrenching family situations. First, we have Abraham and Sarah who can't conceive a child. Oh, that already just tugs at my heart, doesn't it? If you have a family member that is having a difficult time conceiving a child. Abraham and Sarah can't conceive a child. And they've given up. They're well past the age of bearing children. The Bible makes a point to emphasize again and again and again how old they are. And finally, God promises you're going to have a son. Do you know how old Sarah was? 90. The Bible says she was 90 years old. Do you know how old Abraham was when he had Isaac? 100. They're clearly senior citizens by this point, that they're having this little tiny tot, right? And yet they are able to conceive a child, and then when they do, God says, now offer me your son. How often I see this, in the seminary, when parents have a difficult time conceiving, they only are able to have one son, and then God says, now offer him to me as a priest. Oh, this just pulls at your heart. And then we have another situation with a very young couple, our friends Mary and Joseph. They're delighted in the healthy birth of a baby boy. A baby boy, so healthy. And then they find out when baby Jesus is only 40 days old that he's going to have to suffer a lot. Oh, it just pulls at my heart. 40 days old, this healthy boy, and Simeon says, your son's going to suffer. Oh, doesn't that pull at our hearts? No parent wants their kids to suffer. They'd rather suffer all kinds, millions of sufferings, rather than to watch their son or their daughter suffer. And here, Simeon predicts that Mary and Joseph are going to have to watch their son suffer. And if that doesn't pull at your heart, then we have Anna, who is advanced in years like Abraham and Sarah. She too, like them, are receiving those senior citizen discounts. She, like Abraham and Sarah, feeling the aches and pains of old age. And Anna, oh, doesn't it pull at your heart? She was only married for 7 years, and then she became a widow. You know how painful it is to become a widow after 50 years of marriage and 60 years of marriage and 70 years of marriage. But after seven, she becomes a widow and lives as a widow, the gospel says today, for 77 years. Oh, just pulls at my heart. And all of these situations, all of these great family crises, one thing remains constant in all of them. They're faithful. They are faithful to the end, no matter what. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. By faith, Sarah received the power to generate, even though she was 90 years old. By faith, Abraham offered up Isaac. Abraham and Sarah were faithful to the Lord, no matter what. Even though they didn't know what they were going, even they didn't know what they were doing, even though they laughed at God when God told him his plan for them to have a kid, they laughed at him, they thought he was crazy, but they trusted and stayed faithful. And so rightly we remember our good friend Abraham, our father in faith in the Roman canon. You know, he's the great-great-grandfather of Jesus. 56 times, I won't say great, 56 times for you, but the Bible says that Abraham is Jesus' great-great-great-great-grandfather 56 times. We remember Abraham's faithfulness. And of course, it's no surprise that Mary and Joseph were perfectly faithful to the law of the Lord. They were perfectly faithful to their responsibilities as parents. They didn't say, oh, those Old Testament laws, they don't apply to me. No, the Old Testament law says your firstborn son must be dedicated and consecrated to the Lord in the temple 40 days after his birth. And so, obedient to their responsibilities as a parent, faithful in every detail, they present Jesus to the temple. And then there's Anna. Our good friend Anna, widowed after 7 years of marriage, living as a widow for 77 years, she consecrates herself as a quasi-nun to the Lord and gives her life in service, absolute faithfulness, never leaving her spot in the temple, faithful to prayer, faithful to fasting. And so, inspired by the Holy Spirit, Holy Mother Church presents us today with models of faithfulness in difficulty. Abraham and Sarah, and Mary and Joseph, and Anna and Simeon. When St. Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, "Be faithful to what you have learned and believed." And do you remember St. Paul's relationship to Timothy? It was like a father to a son. St. Paul ordained Timothy a bishop. And so St. Paul always spoke to Timothy as his spiritual son. It's a family relationship. And so St. Paul says to his son, his spiritual son, Timothy, he says, "Timothy, be faithful to what you have learned and believed." This is the one-sentence theme of today's homily. When you go home and they say, "Well, what was the sermon about today?" You can say, "The sermon was about be faithful to what you have learned and believed. Be faithful to your wife. Be faithful to your husband. Be faithful to your weekly holy hour of adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Just as Anna was faithful to prayer, be faithful to your Friday sacrifices. Just like Anna was faithful in fasting, be faithful to making your regular confession. Be faithful of taking your children to Sunday Mass, just as Joseph and Mary took Jesus to the temple. Be faithful in having your children baptized and educated as Catholics. Be faithful to the commandments and the teachings of the church. Be faithful to going to Mass even when you're at college." From one spiritual father to his spiritual children, be faithful to what you have learned and believed. It wasn't easy for Abraham and Sarah and Mary and Joseph and Anna and Simeon to be faithful. They had a lot of difficulties, many crosses. And yet they counted on God to help them to be faithful no matter what. And when we're weak, I know that I'm very weak, I turn to the Lord Jesus for strength. Jesus was born for us to show us how to be faithful. Jesus, the center of the Holy Family, becomes a brother to us to show us the way. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, Revelation 1:5. Jesus Christ is the faithful high priest, Hebrews 2:17. Christ was faithful as the Son placed over God's house, Hebrews 3:6. Fix your eyes on Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, Hebrews 3:2. God is faithful, 1 Corinthians 1:9. Yes, indeed, Jesus, our brother, is faithful. And he became our brother so he could show us how to be faithful members of his family in the order of grace. And the biblical blessing for being faithful, it's out of this world. The Bible says the faithful shall abide with him in love. Wisdom 3:9. Remain faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Revelation 2:10. If we remain faithful, the promise the Lord gives us is out of this world. He will give us the crown of life and we will abide with him in love. Isn't that awesome? Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta used to tell her sisters, the missionaries of charity,